FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening, my name is Max Kane and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week we discuss topics relating to climate change and sustainability and the things that you and I can do to help the environment. This week, we're talking all about jobs in sustainability and the environment. Last week, I visited the first ever youth climate conference in Cailleacht de Craveauin in Kilcool. There, I got to catch up with Erland Christensen, who's the offshore licensing manager with Codling Wind Park. He had just done a talk about his path towards building a career in sustainability.
I think a large focus today was about opportunities for young people, you know, to finish up secondary school. And they're trying to figure out where they go to next, or certainly what the stepping stones are to get into the renewable industry. So for myself, like very briefly, look at I did engineering. I finished secondary school and I studied engineering in Galway, in the National University of Ireland. I completed the master's in Edinburgh, and then I got into the oil and gas industry for a couple of years. So I worked there for a couple of years. I worked offshore, worked all over the world, worked in the tidal energy industry, and then also worked for Airgrid on the project called the Celtic Interconnector. So I've been with Codling now for maybe 3.5 years. So I guess, look, like when you work in these kind of large infrastructure projects, really appreciate the diverse opportunities and the potential that exists. And, you know, for people in secondary school, like, you can go into an engineering discipline, or like an engineering is like massive: environmental, civil, structural, electrical, mechanical. So like it's massive, and like any of these kind of disciplines, you can go into renewables. Similarly with a science or with a legal profession, but it doesn't need to be through university either. Like, you know, mechanics, trades, mechanics, electricians, all of that. There's a pathway there into the renewable industry.
And do you have like one or two kind of tips for young people that might be struggling with what path they want to choose for third level?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. Like, I think it's good to go into a discipline, or if it's a degree or a trade, that offers, you know, a large range of opportunities. And something like you have to be interested in engineering to study engineering. I'm not saying that you go into engineering because it's so diverse, but it is those kind of fields that, you know, it's the opportunities are they're immense. And, you know, with that in combination with governments and climate change and all the commitments we've heard earlier, like there's a very strong market in renewables, and you can access that via your engineering or your science or your trade. So it's not kind of thinking that there's one job or one degree or one discipline that will get into this. It's like there's tons of different options.
And that was Erland Christensen, offshore licensing manager at Codling Wind Park. If you have interest in climate and biodiversity education, be sure to check out when I visited Cathal Brua College on Ours to Protect by listening back on eastcoast.fm or ourstoprotect.ie. I also got to have a chat with this woman in Bray who told me her thoughts on whether or not jobs in sustainability were getting more popular.
I think so, yeah, because climate change is getting more and more important to people.
What do you think are the most lucrative jobs going in the climate and sustainability sector?
Like solar energy, that kind of thing, wind energy.
You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. And as well as that, if you fancy being in with a chance of winning €250, check out the survey on our social media. All you have to do is give us your thoughts on what kind of content you'd like to see on Ours to Protect. While you're at it, you can join the conversation online using the hashtag Ours to Protect, and be sure to text or WhatsApp as well. Our number is 087 77 11 103. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused program series funded by Cumashun Amann with the television license fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.